partner with you in prayer whenever you hit a tough spot. Come on, man. I mean, thank God for praying partners that you can say, look, I'm struggling today and I need somebody to go to bat with me. And so I'm just so grateful for that. And I'm grateful for the grace of God that sees us through. Listen, if you're on the planet, whether you're born again or you're a sinner, you're going to go through some stuff. You know, but the great news is that we overcome it all. It's a promise. It's a sure thing. It's been promised to us in His Word. And so, but, you know, just in reflection, and I was thinking about him and all that Randy has walked through with me on all of this. So like a couple of years ago, whenever all this hit, I mean, how many of you have ever been just blindsided by something? I mean, some stuff in life you kind of expect. I mean, you know it's coming. You kind, but sometimes you get hit with something that out of nowhere, such severity. And so a couple of years ago, whenever, actually it was on the right before the Unlimited Realm when Karen Wheaton and Perry Stone were coming. How many of you remember that year? And in 10 days or so right beforehand, my body became under attack, and I knew something serious was going on. And you know, and I don't even want to glorify that in any way, but during that time, I you know, whenever it got so bad that I couldn't walk hardly, I couldn't get up out of a chair, I had to have people, Vanessa had to help me get dressed many times. I mean, there were some days in there that were pretty intense. And of course, all the medications that they say they want to give you to help you out, how many of you know the side effects to those are not a blessing? And so through that, you also know that my Achilles tendon ruptured. I fully believe it was because of the side effects of the medicine. And so and went through that surgery, and lady got in there, and she said, man, it was a mess. They had it was totally wrecked on the inside. They even had to borrow body parts from somebody else to be able to fix me back up. And so we got that repaired, but then a couple of months later, it came back open. The tendon stayed in place, but the wound would not heal. And so actually, it's been a whole year now before, as this healing process has been such a challenge. And while we were going through all of that, and many of you, again, just walking with us and partnering with us, that was a time whenever Ryan and Whitney had faced some of the greatest challenges they had ever gone through in their life, of struggling to have get pregnant, and then glory to God, just being you know, expecting twins, and then, as you all know, that you know, little Caroline did not make it, and yet we have this great blessing in Harrison. We also know during that time, Vanessa and JJ, they were getting married, and the building burned. I mean, that just kind of like topped it off. So, you know, all of that being said, and how that God got us through all of those different circumstances, I just want to thank God today for our pastor who kept the fire burning, not in the building, but in each one of you, bringing the word week after week, the fervency and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every time we went to the fitness center, I mean, the glory of God was in that place. The glory of God is everywhere you are. Everywhere you are. And I just want to tell him, you know, and I know he's out ministering. Actually, they got a couple of services here this morning, ministering to all of us so effectively, and lift and carrying my load. You know, when your spouse is in trouble, it can challenge you. And so I just am so grateful for that. And so today I just really wanted to reach out to you guys and give you a little story of encouragement and let you know that during the times that I have been going through this challenge have been some of the most powerful times and opportunities of witnessing to people that I've ever had in my entire life. God has presented me with just constant people coming into my world during those times in the hospital, I was able to minister to doctors and nurses and people who would come up and say, what happened to you? And I'd just give them a little tidbit about what happened to me. But then I'd say, but let me tell you about what God is doing in my life. Because, you know, when you go through stuff, and I'm no hero because there were some really hard days, that is your greatest opportunity to develop a relationship with a Father like you have never had before. And so I knew whenever this thing hit that I was probably going to have to go through it. How many of you know? Sometimes you can get delivered instantly, and sometimes he will take you through something. And I knew that the devil would be so sorry that he ever attacked our family. And I knew that if I was going to go through this, I was not going to go through it and be defeated. I was going to go through it and be better. Amen? You got to be better, not bitter, about the stuff that you're going through. So our story became our testimony. And only God, listen to this, only God can turn a mess into a message, a test into a testimony, a trial into a triumph, and a victim into a victory. Amen. Amen. So I'm just so, so grateful. But today I wanted to equip you with some great stuff that you're going to need. I like to call it industrial grade survival gear. Amen. Because like I said, we're all going to go through some challenging things, but greater is he that's in you, amen, than he that's in the world. And one of the key things, and you might want to write down a couple of things today, but is about your focus. What are you focusing on when you're going through this stuff? If you're focusing on the, oh, poor me, how many of you know that'll take you right quick and in a hurry into a place of depression? I mean, so you have got to focus on Jesus and the restoration that he promised will happen for you. That's what you've got to focus on. So when you are in the fight of your life, there is a very real enemy that is strategizing and scheming against you to assault you, to take down your family, to target your mind. Your mind is probably one of the most critical areas as you are going through those things of what you allow to come in and out, what you allow yourself to drink on, to think upon, to meditate upon. And so, and for sure you have to know that this is no time to be casual in your prayer life. Because casual prayer will bring you casual results. And so you need to have a fervent prayer today, because we are not here just to get by so that we can get to the great by and by. We are here to fulfill our purpose. We are here to walk in his fullness. We are here to have hearts that are whole and thriving. Amen. It's not just you struggling to get by. You have a destiny to experience. Your husband, your wife, your children, they need to live out what God has called them to do. And you as parents set the tone for your house. And so you need to keep that in mind. And I want to raise your awareness today that the enemy does not want you to live victorious. He does not want you to be an overcomer. And so our adversary, and I will tell you this, you know, and just get this in your heart today, that we were not put on this planet to be at the mercy of the enemy. We were not put here so that he could have havoc with our lives and mess us all up. We were put here to terrorize the enemy. Amen. So you need to change your mindset about the stuff that you go through. And just know that you have authority. Stop being a victim. Get some boldness up in yourself. Amen. And make sure that, you know, I mean, I want the devil, when I get up in the morning, to say, oh no, she's up. You need to be that way. We have to understand our position of who we are in Christ. We have to know that the dumb devil, God himself kicked out of heaven. Who does that? got himself kicked out of heaven because of his stinking thinking. And so we have to know that everything that he was trying to obtain, we have. We have what he wanted. We have authority. We have dominion through Jesus Christ. We have the ability to rule and reign right alongside God our Father. Hallelujah. We have the ability to walk in fellowship and communion with God Almighty, worshiping with him with all of our heart, being one with him. I mean, how dumb can the devil be? And we have that. So you've just got to make sure that you are aware of who you are and what you have. I heard it said not too long ago, and I wish I could remember who it was and how I heard this, but it was said that when we all get to heaven, how many of you are going there? Maybe I need to ask again. Let me see. How many of you are on your way to heaven? If you're not, today's your day. Okay, we'll fix that today. But I heard it said that when we all get to heaven and the enemy is about to meet his fate and be thrown into the fiery pit forever and ever, and you know that, you know, and so we're all of us saints witnessing that we're going to go over there and look at the enemy and say, "What? That is what was intimidating me? That scrawny thing is what I was so afraid of? What were we thinking? The enemy is a defeated foe." Hallelujah. Can you give God some praise? Hallelujah. Get this revelation in you today that we have authority that comes through relationship. So when you are going through some stuff, do not withdraw. Come on, what are you thinking? I know none of you, but when people go through some stuff, we may not see them for 2 or 3 weeks, 2 or 3 months, and I'm thinking, wow, you're going through the hardest thing in your life? Come in here. Get filled up. Get some people praying with you. Get some people believing with you, and stay focused. Amen? Today, we are going to declare to the enemy that this means war. Amen. Whatever he's doing in your house, whatever he's trying to do in your house, I should say, this is all out war. Amen. And so I'm going to give you a few keys. Number one is strategic prayer. Strategic prayer. The fervent prayer of a righteous man does what? Avails much. The fervent prayer. I mean, sometimes, let's just talk about prayer, or let's talk about what prayer is not, shall we? Prayer is not an afterthought. You just got blindsided by the enemy, and then you start praying. How many of you know that's not the way to do it? You stay in prayer at all times. And prayer is not a mindless formality. How many of you have ever heard your children recite a prayer that they have memorized? How many of you know that's just a formality? You need to teach your children how to have prayer with the Heavenly Father. Don't let them get up into a reciting a little, you know, deal. My parents are phenomenal about, ever since we were little, being praying together with our family. And we would start our day that way. We would end our day that way. We'd pray over our meals. How many of you pray over your food? And I can vividly remember my brother. He had the same prayer every time. Lord Jesus, thank you for this food. Blessed are our body. Amen. And they'd say it just about like that. But teach your kids that you are talking to God Almighty. Come on. So whenever you pray with them, don't let them be casual about it. Teach them how to pray with some fervency. Another thing that prayer is not emotional manipulation. Now, I know, again, none of you out here are like this, but how many of you ever had some trouble with somebody and you're like, Heavenly Father, I love you so much. I pray for sister so-and-so. She is a thorn in my flesh. If you choose to relocate her, that would be great with me. Even better than that, call fire down from heaven. Consume herself in Jesus' name. I am the righteousness of God. We pray this. Amen. You know, those manipulating things aren't going to work with him. And how many of you know, you can't snowball God like, God, you know, I love you today, but my husband is giving me fits. You know, and so you can't pray out of your emotion. You can, however, go to God and say, look, I'm struggling here. You know my heart better than I know my, you know, and I'm not trying to pull anything over your eyes, God. I need your help today. And then you go to the Word and you get whatever it is that you need to be praying about and you get that fixed. Amen. How many times have we wasted years? I mean, think about it. Wasted years with meaningless prayer. I say today that changes. We need precision prayer, strategic prayer based on the Word of God. How many times have you ever allowed your emotions to detour you, blurting out words that you cannot, you don't get to recall back, saying whatever it is for the sake of being real? I will tell you today, let me give you some great advice. Pray it, don't post it. Come on now. Some of you turned social media into the enemy's greatest weapon, and he doesn't even have to do anything. He's like sitting back and like, have at it, people. I mean, it can be very destructive. So pray it, don't post it. Stop basting, stop tweeting and bleeping stuff, amen? And get on your knees instead. How much time do we spend on our phones and our devices? And also during that, stop basing your decisions on how you feel rather on what the words of God say. I mean, how's that working out for you? I mean, how many disastrous things have we done in our life because it was feeling-based? Well, God, I don't really like this job. But then you're over there praying, God, I need a financial breakthrough. Well, go to work, amen? And do it with all your heart. And thank God until he moves you along. Because listen, if you don't pray strategically, P-R-A-Y, then you will become P-R-E-Y. You will become the prey of the enemy, and you will meet your demise. So the promises of victory is ours if we do the battle properly, and that comes through strategic prayer. You can write this down. The Word tells us very clearly to pray without ceasing. Do we get what that means? That means don't stop praying. I mean, all day long. You're to be in touch with the Holy Spirit. You don't have time to, like when you come in conflict with somebody out there in the world, to run over and say, get on my knees and let me pray about this. You've got to have it on board 24/7. Amen. And so it's so important that God has deliberately chosen this vehicle we call prayer for us to be able to partner with him. And so that power tool has divinely positioned us for all of his massive plans. Isn't that so cool? That all we got to do is get in touch with him, and he will make you be a blessing wherever it is you go. To be a powerful source wherever it is you go. So you can write this down too. Prayer is a portal that brings power down from heaven. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Prayer is the portal. We hear a lot about kingdom. Kingdom come. We just want miracles. We want to see God do things. How do you think that's going to happen? It's got to be through your prayers. Amen. The second thing is that you need to know, and if anybody's in here is tired of the attacks that are coming onto your life, is you got to know that prayer is kryptonite to the devil and all his schemes. I mean, if he can get you not to pray, he has won the battle. If he can stop you from praying, because he knows the minute you start getting serious about prayer, his days are over. Why is it that we have such a hard time going into prayer? I mean, my lands, it's free. It doesn't cost us anything. You can do it anywhere, anytime. You can do it out loud. You can do it in your heart. It just is so effortless. But sometimes we have people that just say, I'm having such a hard time going into prayer. That is just exactly how the devil wants you to be. He wants you to be casual about the power that is actually ours through prayer. there are key things that keeps the enemy at bay. We know prayer is number one. Two, the word. Or you can reverse that. Either way, you pray the word. Number three is the armor. How many of you, I mean, we learned that as children, but sometimes I think we forget to put the armor on, man. And you need that armor on every day. And I will tell you another thing that we don't often push, but tithing keeps the devourer at bay. And you're like, well, I don't know. I give to God, you know. But if he said that I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, what in the world are you thinking? 10% is nothing. Give to God through your tithe and watch the blessings come in. Amen. And watch the enemy go out. Hallelujah. When you get strategic about prayer, battle options begin to change. Number one, you can deflect every assault. Aren't you glad about that? Because, you know, sometimes we can see the enemy coming or we can see situations forming, but there's other times that we can't see what's going on. And so I want to know that while I am praying, I am deflecting every fiery dart that is out there. The other thing you need to know is that while you are praying, you are actively advancing against the enemy. Through prayer, you will not only be able to defend yourself from incoming sniper fire, but you can push into the enemy's territory and take stuff back. Come on. Take stuff back. I don't know about you, but whenever he started messing with my health, I'm telling you, the enemy owes me big time. The word of God says in Proverbs that you will get your stuff back sevenfold if you catch the thief. And I have caught the thief. He has to return. You know what? I'm going to live a long time. And I'm going to live with lots of energy because he stole my energy. I'm going to have lots of money because all that medical bills that I've had to pay and that you've had to pay, he's got to return it sevenfold. I will even say that I'm probably going to get a new car because I've had a lot of mileage put on my vehicle while I go to and from the hospital. The enemy owes me big time. I have caught the thief, amen? And he has to give my stuff back. Glory to God. You catch that thief in your house, he can restore anything. It says in Jeremiah 30:17, I will restore health to you and heal your wounds. And I would say that not only physically, but emotionally. If you've been under distress, your heart has been broken, he will restore and heal your wounded heart. Amen. It says, if he has messed with your abundance in Joel chapter 2, it says, do not fear, but be glad and rejoice because God will do great things. He has given you the former rain moderately, and now he will give you latter rain. The floors will be full of wheat, and the vats will overflow with wine and oil. You will have plenty. And praise God, his people will never be ashamed. Hallelujah. If he's messed with your identity, some people are like, I'm lost. They feel lost. They're confused. Or there's a gender issue going on. Or there's, I don't know who my dad was. I don't know who my mom was. I don't feel like I belong. He has messed with your identity. He has tried to put shame into many of you and make you feel guilt about different things. And here's what Isaiah 61 says. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Woo! Double honor. Instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. Can you just lift your hand and receive that right now? Hallelujah. I thank you, God. In Psalms 84:11, it says, for the Lord is the sun and the shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Hallelujah. Say this with me. Goodness is coming my way. Ephesians instructs us very clearly to pray at all times and on every occasion, stay alert and be persistent in prayer. I just remember Job, man, how many of you know the story about Job? Went through some stuff. He got double for all his trouble. Amen. So how many of you have ever tried to fix your own situation? Oh my goodness, have we gotten in trouble over that? I mean, the devil loves it when you try to fix your own stuff because he knows there is no power in that. And so, and many times, I mean, maybe every one of us in the room are guilty of going into prayer sessions and saying, you know, like you have this self-strategizing blueprint for what God should do on your behalf. And we just know that is so nonsense. And many times we're praying out of the emotions of our life, or we're praying out of what makes sense to us. And how many of you know that whatever God does is go way beyond your thinking ability? And so I'm really not sure why we do that. Most of our decisions are based on our thinking processes and how we feel. We make life decisions about that. But I want to tell you today that you need to take authority over your mind, because your mind is limited and he is unlimited. And so stop, I say this in a nice way, your mind is dysfunctional. Keep your eyes straight ahead, don't look at anybody, look right here, don't look at anybody. Because your mind is in that constant state of a dogfight. You know, the word tells us that very clearly. It's in a dogfight with what you used to be and who you are now. And so you have to know you're in Christ. Your old thinking ways like to challenge the new you. And that stresses your mind out. And it causes messed up decisions and all kinds of havoc. And that is why it's so critically important to do what Ephesians says about praying and being in prayer constantly. It's like having a constant hookup, an IV of the Holy Ghost pouring into yourself. That's what we've got to have, because your head is saying one thing and God is saying another. And how many of you know you need to be listening to him? Amen? We pray in the Spirit. That is a protective device so that you won't pray amiss. It's so that you won't foul up. It's so that you won't receive instructions from your dysfunctional mind, but you will receive perfect instructions from one who created your mind. Amen. So you've got to buy. Many times when he places something in us, he will bypass your thinking and hit it right in your spirit. Because he knows if he goes through your mind's sitting there, especially if you're praying in tongues. How many of you know that is such a fabulous weapon in your life? Everybody needs to be filled with the power of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because your mind is over there going, what you saying? I don't know what you're saying. I need to know what's going on. You're talking in something I can't understand, and I've been in control for a long time. What you saying over there? And so you've got to tell your mind to be still, amen, and to allow the Holy Spirit to actually rule and reign in your life, to keep you free. Now you can look at your neighbor and say, don't be a control freak. Some of you just said, don't be a freak. That wasn't very nice. Oh, my goodness. We are a work in progress. Amen. Our mind is being renewed. How many of you are struggling there just a little bit? But it's happening. Our mind is being renewed. Our bodies, you know, one day we're going to have a perfect body. Amen. And so the Lord's still working on that. But when the day you asked Jesus into your life, your spirit had instant connection with his spirit. Amen. And instant communication. And so we can pray in the spirit at all times, staying alert and knowing that God will do what he says he will do, because we are not praying amiss. Amen. Prayer is the fuel that drives everything that you need in your life. If you stay in the Word and in prayer, your mind will be renewed. Amen. The enemy will pull out all of the stops to discourage you from praying. He will put a distaste in your mouth to do prayer. You watch it. Tomorrow morning, you'll get up and you'll be like, I don't think so. I don't have time. Jesus bless this day. How many of you know that prayer gets really boring when you start talking like that? because you just prayed something that is worthless because Jesus said, I am with you all the time. You just wasted your breath by asking him to be with you because he said, I am with you always. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. You know, so be strategic about the way that you're praying. The enemy wants to see you become passionless and powerless and prayerless. We need to be aware that we can be divine, have this divinely ordained mechanism that leads your heart into total victory. Amen. The enemy wants to devalue the most important arsenal that we have, the most powerful weapon in our arsenal, and fervent strategic prayer is the way to do it. Amen. You get instructions from the Holy Ghost. If you got to get out a notebook and you say, Lord, you teach me how to pray strategically. You show me how to do this through your word. I know that if I pray your word and not my emotions, that I will have victory over this, Lord. But you have to help me not slip into that zone, you know, where I'm self-focused and where I'm saying silly things in prayer. Prayer is a tool. It is a powerful weapon that we need to take it to the max. I want to remind you today that there is nothing more powerful than praying the words of God, because the words that are in your mouth are as powerful as the words that were in his mouth when he was saying them. Amen. You and I have the same Heavenly Father as our brother Jesus Christ. And so you and I, he said that we could have whatever he has. Is Jesus limited in any way? I ask you. He is unlimited. So we have unlimited authority. Amen. Get this revelation in your life. Amen. Brother Otis, would you please come and help me today? And so we just have a few minutes here, and I want to be able to pray with you. Some of you guys are facing some issues in your life that have been overwhelming. Anybody here like that, or is it just me? It's been overwhelming. And whenever you're going through the emotional upheaval of devastating stuff that happens in your life, it's hard. But God today is your solution. He has come here today to equip you, for you to have strategy and be strategic in your prayer life, to be able to be an overcomer, to be able to withstand any attack of the enemy, any attack of the enemy. And I will tell you this, that during some of those times whenever my body was so bad, I couldn't actually get around and trying to be a hero, you know. The family, they were like really helping me out. And there'd be days I knew they had to go to work. They had to go do life. And so I'd say, go ahead. I'm doing good. Go ahead. You know, trying to smile your way through it. And when they'd walk out the door, the tears would just start flowing. Because my body hurt bad and couldn't really do anything. And honestly, even more so than the pain was that I'm a kind of a go-getter person. And to be stationary all the time was very hard on me. And so I'd get this little poor me thing going on. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Poor me. They're all going out and doing life. They're going to work. They're going to school. They're going to have activity. They're going to be social in the world. They're going to go do ministry. And I'm sitting here. And right in those times, you can either go into a place of serious depression, oppression from the enemy, or you can get yourself awakened and say, I am not going there. And so as bad as my body would hurt during some of those times and all the poor old me, I would shake it off, even though I could barely move. And I would get on my scooter. How many of you remember that? Me scooting around or in my wheelchair. And I would go up and down the hall praying in tongues. Hey. And praying the word of God and saying, this is how I feel physically, but I know spiritually you're doing a mighty work in my life. Amen. And I would literally change the atmosphere from what it was to what it should be.
Come on.
And so just like that lady we were talking about earlier, the lady with the issue of blood, she had to do some things that maybe she didn't want to do, but it caused her to be victorious. And so today, you'll have a choice here in just a minute to come to the altar. And some of you are going to be like, well, I really need to scoot out. Or some of you are like, well, I've got this. And so I just ask you, if you're in a situation, to put aside every notion that you might have of why you won't come to the altar and just go ahead and come. Because there is something about being aggressive. There's something about taking a stance and saying, you know what, this situation stinks so bad and I need relief so bad, I will do absolutely anything it takes to get out of this. Amen. So in just a minute, I'm going to ask you to come to the altar. It could be about anything. It could be about maybe you want your prayer life to be more fervent. Maybe you want your walk with Jesus to be more intense than it's ever been before. And maybe you're going through a relationship issue that, man, you never thought you would be in the situation that you're in. God can restore anything. Amen. Maybe you're going through a financial deal that challenge that you have worked your mind in 100 different ways. You've thought about investments. You've thought about this, about a savings plan, about doing that, about selling this or that. I'm telling you, the Lord has the solution that you need. Amen. Whatever it is that you are battling today, Jesus has come to fix it. So I'm going to ask you, as we begin to sing here right now, if you'll just stand with me. And we're going to take the time to come to the altar.
Yes, yes.
And as I spoke of earlier, that the power of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is critically important. Probably the most powerful tool that we have, if you live on this planet, you need the power of the Holy Ghost in your life. And so that would be another thing, that if you come here today and you want to believe God to fill your heart with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, we want to pray with you. Amen. So as we sing, I'm going to ask you to make your way to the altar right now.
Oh, come to the altar, the Father's arms are.
Come on, let's come. Doesn't matter what it is.
Was done with.
He's here to meet your needs. Precious
blood of Jesus Christ. Come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness.
Come on, lift your hands. Begin to be verbal. Come on, let's do it. Lift your voices. Don't be timid. Come on, be aggressive. This is your life that's on the line. This is your family that's on the line today. You stop the enemy from messing with you. Come on. We lift our voices to you, Jesus. Lift your voices. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you for the blood that covers every sin. I thank you for the blood that covers every situation.
Forgiveness was done.
what a Savior you are. Tell them you're so amazing, God. God, okay, you got like 3 minutes, Jesus, do your thing.
Come on, that's right.
So in this whole conversation that we've had about prayer this morning, this would be the time to activate what we've learned.
That's right.
But I want to give you one of my favorite scriptures. And I really think that I like how they put it in the Amplified. And so I want you to get this into your heart today and just close your eyes wherever you're at. And just receive everything that is coming forth in this verse in Hebrews chapter 13. It says, for God himself has said.
Come on.
You can't get any more stout than that. Amen. God himself has said, I will never under any circumstance desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless.
Wow.
Nor will I forsake you or let you down or relax my hold on you.
Wow.
Assuredly not.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Would you give God some praise for that right now?
Woo!
He said it three times. I will not relax my hold on you. Come on, thank him right now. Just lift your hands and say, Father, I thank you for answering my prayers. I know that you heard me. As a matter of fact, your word says that you were on the scene before I even prayed what I needed. You were taking care of it before I even asked. And so, Lord, come on, begin to thank him out loud. Don't make me do it for you. Thank you, Father, right now for my healing. Tell him, thank you, Father, right now for the provision.
You.
Your resources are coming my way.
Yes,
they have to come my way. They have no other options. The plans that you have done for me has to come to me. Amen. Your healing has to come to me because your word said it. Your healing of my broken heart has to take place because I have placed my heart into your hands. Hallelujah. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, Jesus. We glorify your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen to this. The enemy's days are over.
Yes, God. Yes.
I mean, the Lord already declared it. And so all this nonsense about what he has stolen from you, that's a done deal. Because he has to return it sevenfold, amen? We've already covered that. So everything that has been taken from you is coming your way. Look at the person next to you and say, here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Hallelujah. Here it comes. your test is about to be your greatest testimony. Amen. Give God praise all over the house. If you'll bring up the house lights, and let's just have a celebration here right now. Amen. Let's sing. Glory to God. I don't know exactly what time they're getting here today. But they've been to camp. They've been to camp, some of them. And some of the students have been to ramp. And our teams that are out doing missions, they're all fired up. So don't be guilty of squelching any kind of spirit fire that's on the inside of them. Amen? Woo. You parents, draw it out of them. Come on, you sit around the table and you say, tell me what happened in your life today. If your prayer lives have been mundane or rehearsed, this is the time to begin to change and instruct your kids. Listen, we as a family, we are going into some warfare to defeat the enemy. Amen. Let's live a victorious week this week. Thank you for letting me be here today. Pray for our pastors and our teams while they're out ministering. Shake hands with one another and be very friendly today and aggressive in the things of God. And we will see you Wednesday night. And Pastor will be back next Sunday to bring the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a good day.